producing the effects of his loins with all the sinners that the first Psalm is set in verse. Psalm 1:2. For his delight is in the law of the Lord. And his law does he meditate day and night. So far. The theme of this morning is the reading of God's word. And with the help of the Lord Christ God. In the first place, it makes a difference. You will see the context of the verse regarding Psalm 1:2. The second is a delight. In the third place, it wants to meditate. In the fourth place, busy with day and night. And in the fifth place, finding Christ. So reading the word in the first place makes a difference. It's the second place is a delight. In the third place, it wants to meditate. Four, busy with day and night. And in the fifth place, finding Christ. Variations in the first two Psalms do not have a superstition. They do not tell us who the writer of all praise. It might be Ezra, who compiled all the different Psalms through the time of Gideon. And through the leading of the Holy Spirit, he worked along Psalm 1 and the first as an introduction to the rest of the book. How wise it is. How fitting it is. How fitting I have seen before the first word of Psalm and the last word of the Psalm in English and also in Hebrew. They sound different, right? Blessed is the first word, blessed. And the last word of the Psalm is is the one or the other. And when the old of us on the word for our personal library, at the table, in church, it is good and love to know and understand why. We long to read us on the word. It makes all the difference. We are blessed. Or we'll perish. Our nation to realize that. There is so much eternity. There is only one life to live. You can look over. In school and in family class, you cannot do it. You can do it in the course. You can have it in three. You have no life to live. You can look over it again. And it's blessed are you or perish. Very not only the first Psalm, also the last Psalm, the second Psalm, summarizing that. The last word of Psalm 2 is the Son that's being angry, and he perished from the way, where his wrath is kindled a little. Blessed are they that would have trusted in him. It's not only to be predestined, blessed. For them is also only two types of people in Israel today. The dead ones and the middle life. The two types of people. Nothing else. The righteous and the ungodly. The right of God's children, born again in Zion, quickened by the Holy Spirit, they know their sins. And through saving faith, you see that the life that the righteous in the rights of Christ Jesus, that all others are called ungodly. Now there's a difference between ungodly ones and ungodly brethren. Some of them are living this life, No, that's not what they said. We know in the Bible it has many different meanings, 10 meanings, and it means to care, to love, to be concerned. And so the Lord loves the rights, He loves the ways, He loves His people as Him in the heart. And you know this. And your kids are ready, and they have no burden. They hide from their mothers. Their sisters are not supposed to see it, but they are not familiar with the Bible. But they are still reading the Bible. They will know to your salvation. You might be blessed. How about are you then? Are you reading the Bible yourself already? Would you like to be blessed? It's a problem. Over and over. Ask the Lord for the applications. His delight is in the law. You say, Minister, you make a mistake. The grace is not about the word in the Bible, it's about the Ten Commandments. Because he says, his delight is in the law of the Lord. And he meditates his law day and night. That's not the Bible, that's the law. Wrong. The Bible also means God's word. It is in Hebrew, you probably know the word, Torah. The scribe who's the most trusted of the Torah, the law and prophets, is more than the prophet, is the Bible. It's the instruction. The law means instruction. He instructs the Lord day and night, meditating about it. It makes all the difference. Think of verse 3 and 5. For the lessons of man of God cannot be the counsel of God. He must stand in the way of the sinners, must sit in the sinner's circle. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. The dry, that's very firm on the ground. And lots of fruits. Therefore, his fruit is seed in his green goes souls in the river, and also every bush shall prosper. Therefore, your God, he shall not stand in the judgment of sinners in the congregation of the righteous. See you beside. Two types of people, the righteous and the ungodly, are mixed this morning in church. Righteous us, the Lord of hearts, and godliness. We are doing all, but yet and God. Mixed. One day they will be separated. And one will truly minister. And they will shall pray. And have the curl of his time. That's what it says in the sky. Your God, we shall not stand in the judgment. You must sit in the congregation of the righteous. The congregation of the righteous, God's feet will be put in stone. Not that God will not be part of that. Always separate out of it. It makes all the difference. Would you like to be God's people? Would you like to be gathered with the righteous? With God and say glory to God. And you must read the Bible. Say, Lord, oh, bless my heart. It makes all the difference. Let us ask the second one, his delight. But his delight is in the love of God. Not his duty, not his doing his best, he loves him. He delights in him. It is his only pleasure. We try to explain it. May we consider. And you find your own sins, it's a bitter taste. You experience your misery, this sadness, not only fear, being scared for hell and the burning, but sadness, grieving in heart, and you sin against the Holy God, who who is worthy of life, who is worthy of obedience, and you are angry with the Lord, and you feel that it's so unreasonable, and so sad, you bring your mind around, separate yourself from the Lord. And that is that question. Who there be salvation for me? Is that really possible? You wonder. If you think yourself, your sins of youth, your sins of old age, your sins of commission, your sins of omission, you say, I don't give up. It's not for me, it's not the sins. If you kind of out of touch with the concern of the present congregation, you see the church kind of, I'm a hopeless case, you need to do. Hopeless case. Hard to see anymore. You may be at the wit's end. And so ungodly. And then you read God's word that you came to see and to save them to the lost. You see, you're not believing for the lost ones. For the lost ones. And then the Holy Spirit opens your eyes for the lost ones. That becomes so precious. It becomes like honey, and honeycomb to your taste. And this is the sweet taste of the gospel. The Lord Jesus has come to save the sinners. He didn't come to save the righteous, the sinners, and give repentance. And the Lord opens the word, it's like a soft rain on the desert. He is soaking in every drop, in God, with holy interest in drinking a cup of water, you're eating the food provided in it. It's delight. You know what connects us out to God? We receive forgiveness. Wonder if it's possible. Take on the devil's head. Was it invited? He takes his table. And he said to me, for a dead dog like me. And so the Lord humbles his people and surprises them to sit at the table and to give all the food they need. And they taste it as much as they want. And there's a delight in reading the reading of those words. But every day, for some time, the Lord provides and opens the scriptures to their hearts. The hearts are burning. The holy delight in reading scriptures. Bless the grace of the life possible. What's your delight? Do you like children? Do you agree? What's on the top of your list? What's your priority? What do you want? Do you like? Or may I recommend it all the time? Say, Lord, may I find the grace, the life possible, the taste of the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ, the human heart, Lord, for that gospel, for the word, it is just a delight. Psalm 19 and Psalm 119 also speak of this. God, and I hope it motivates. Say, I am going to read the Bible. Listen to this. Psalm 19, verse 8 and 10. The statutes of the Lord, and say, the statutes of the Bible, are right. Rejoicing the heart. Rejoice in the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure and light in the eyes. Let's go back to this. Rejoice in the heart. Rejoices. Jumps up with joy. Is leaping with joy. And the Lord gives them the light, the taste of it. Understand. More to be desired are they than gold. They must have trifled sweeter on the soul. Than honey and honeycomb. And maybe you don't like sweetness. But you say, I like something spicy, I like something of a different taste. What do you like best? What's your favorite meal and taste? Say, oh, I like this and that. Oh, that we like. Some night while I'm eating, how sweet old snow I will burst into my taste. How experiential it is, the feelings, you know, interest, very interesting, though it is sweet, sweeter than honey and honeycomb. You know that the Lord opens the scriptures and speaks, it is as if he speaks himself. Is it? The Lord speaks himself personally through the word and the spirit. It is his voice. The Lord speaks personally to the heart of his people and at their delight. So it does not only our difference in the future, also now. Blessed is us. Blessed can almost be translated as happy. Happy, fortunate, holy, and enjoyable. Think of someone in the world. Out of the depths that are crying to me, O Lord, be my voice. Let all your sins rise up against you, and let the Lord will see the light of the rising, and let you see it to be enlightened. So if you like to have true delight, open the scriptures, let that be the result of this sermon. It goes in the next part. We mourn the best. Does it say now in our text? And his law does he meditate day and night. But what does he meditate? In you, for example. No, it's saying that, for example, I think of the widow. His wife has passed away. And he misses her. And it has a beautiful or and sometimes he stands there and looks at the picture and goes over her face, her hairline, cheeks, her nose, her mouth, her chin, and he stands meditating her. That's what she looks like. What she looks like, he keeps looking at her. She's not here. He meditates on who she is and who she was. He thinks back and he loves her and he sees her feeling eyes. And he says, turn away because he's getting too much. That is considering. That is going over. That is remembering. That is memory. Or think of something beautiful like a flower. You see, you get flowers and you just and in front of you, you're looking at all the flowers and all the different shapes and the beautiful harmony, and you put your nose close and you smell it, take a deep breath and say, delicious, beautiful, what fragrance, and you excuse the flowers. You don't accept the event to look anymore, but you go over. We have a little sister, and you see the baby, the old snake hold it for a while in your arms. You feel the little thing, you feel yourself, you say, how beautiful it is. Keep looking at the child, how beautiful it is. It is meditating. And so the Lord, as a people, he wanted to meditate on his love. To the moment we read it and go there, after that reading, there was the most good of the afternoon to look at it, to look at the text, to look at the verb, to look at the piece, to read it, to soak it in, to mill over it, and say, Lord, may I see it, I meditate on it. dentro glass of wine, you smell, you taste it, you slowly drink it. There's that experiencing it, and slowly the Lord moments in the Bible. You not only read it, you go slow. You take a little bit of taste of what does this mean for myself? What does this say about God? What does this say about sin? What does it tell about me? What is the curse? What is the warning? What is the commandment? Ask questions, go slow. It's way better than others. 10 times, and says, you know, that is the whole chapter, rather than all, that the angel has 7 things. All the children are taken. So look, comment, you know, those small words, therefore, those connected words, the small words, for, because, rather than the standard of reasons, they will always be destroyed. Also, the other words, that understand the righteousness and justification and holiness, that understand it, what it means also from the context of the verse. So, open ears. Ask the Lord, what does this say to me? Then we go Proverbs 22. Bow down thy ear. Open your ears. Bow down when you come close to this Lord of the say, bow down thy ear. You don't say, it's not very good, I don't hear it. But bow down thy ear to the next, the Lord of the listen. I bow down my ear. I meditate with it. Bow down thy ear and hear the words of the wise. Apply thy heart to my knowledge. Apply thy heart. We can apply ourselves. The Holy Spirit is applied. Ask for the application of the Spirit. And yet, apply thy heart to my knowledge. Do not put your hand and put your heart on it, say, Lord, or bring it close to me, apply your heart to the knowledge. So, it's about meditating, right? Looking at the straits of the mind, and the nose, and the mouth. When I remember thee, upon my bed, and meditate on me in the night watches. Just being in the eyes open, looking at the dark and closed, just remembering what you have read today in the Bible, and meditate on me in the night watches. May the Lord give the light at night. Bitterness and the deep and also sweet in the gospel, meditate and bow down the ear, as in command of the Lord God, and also in this morning hour, bow down your ear, listen to me. When you read the Bible, listen carefully, spell it out every word. Psalm 119:48. My eyes prevent the night watches that I might meditate in the Lord. So I get up early. I prevent the night watches. Why do you get up so early? That I might meditate in the Lord. That they may go over that ecstasy. What does it say, Lord? What does it mean for me personally? what's the hope, what's the glory, what is the threat, what is the promise, what is the law in this way personally. So why we make no difference is supposed to have a delight in the glory of that. That's the truth in them, to give the light, but also to help them. And let the daylight of four o'clock, day and night, the fall of Daniel in Adam. He was this man, his governor, man of state, many papers on his desk, many meetings scheduled, many visits he had paid, many ended up into trouble. So this, but something was important to open the windows of Jerusalem, to bow his knees and have quiet time, and to meditate or learn what he did. It's important. It's important. Daylight was an important part scheduled in his agenda to open the windows to Jerusalem to pray and to read the Bible. Was his schedule. He probably didn't have always desired his heart, but he did anyway. Preparing the sermon, I thought of a funeral in my second congregation in the mother of church. On Moin Telvorek, his house also, Reverend, we found my son dead in bed in morning. 18 years old, no prior medical problems, is without death. I was over in the house an hour later or so, and there was a backpack. As the Reverend opened his backpack, he was supposed to go to work, and he found the book of that chain, and he inquired about it, and his colleagues said that in the break, the last hour, he always was reading and meditating. He found it, he found the right place to see the Lord, was part of life. Now I know that's summing up with salvation, but it is a remarkable thing to be seeing the Lord in life. Not 24 hours, but as an integral part of our life, as a part of our life, to see the Lord. So, do not read the Bible anymore. They get out of bed today. They have to hurry to get lost, to get the children off to school, to go to work. No time, or very little time, that is not according to the scriptures. To meditate on this love day and night, it is take your time. It is worth it. It can make all the difference. We look into the light and schedule it in and do not overschedule. So, is that I need to change that? Say, oh Lord, I need to be blessed. I need to be forgiven. I need to be saved and be rescued, and therefore I'm going to read the Bible, I'm going to see the Lord, not only quickly, in the beach, not only anymore, but also I'm going to pay attention to the text, to the words, Lord, to them, to the God, day and night, my count, right? The psalmist, God's the psalmist, and he can be solid, and then in the end, and he's written, so I don't know if I can use the word adversity. The whole argument between addicted to the right thing. To be addicted to the word. To say, I must need you, but if I don't, I miss something. I feel a whole lot of something is not right. I have to meditate on her day and night, otherwise I feel uncomfortable, otherwise I have missed the food, the taste, the delight.
Well, you have to offer it. To offer his name.
speak the name, Emmanuel, God with us, and then take the name, say God with us, for God without us, how was it in paradise, God with us, for is it now God has left us, we have met the Lord, scattered ourselves, and then he said, God with us, in Lord Jesus, the Lord be the people, and you ask yourself the question, what does it mean for me? It shows for my manual, it's a hope for me, what do I need now? It is because we know one of those names, and that they go in on his names. Matthew, on his office. That he is your example of the high priest. That he sacrificed himself as given his own blood, the flame of the temple and from the top of the bottom. He said, it is finished. And go all to himself and say, well, what does it mean to me? May I be weak to myself, Lord, the group of them, the very hard, and be bitter in the daylight, and let it go. Christ Jesus himself, on his names, on his offices, on his professions, attributes, characteristics, of fame, of kind he is, and all those whose examples, kindness, faithfulness, and apply your heart to the Lord, and chew it the longer, and try to grow the taste of it, as one who gave a taste in the deep center, consider what he did, the steps of his humiliation, was born to himself, the humiliation, the body of the Lord, humbled himself to defend the cross, and was willing to. To resolve when his people save the people from their sins. Think of him. Think of his birth, of his sufferings, of his sacrifices. You know, some of the last people, what type of son would you like? What type of person would you like? What type of hierarchy would you like to throw up? And some say, well, I like the more practical reasons. And we can relate to that. I see your point. But it always goes to set up. And that love, some say, I like those sermons about Christ, especially, about, for example, night. Because only because of the Son of the Lord, and it's about crying over him. And you just elaborate on that, and spit out and unwrap it. For Christ, the love of the Son of the Lord. May every case, when you know some of the other things, you need to preach the 4,000 of God with Christ in the heart. The problem is, the life. Practical things better than Christ. The going to choose, drop off, circle around the Lord Jesus. Because it is against our nature to move our righteousness. And have no light in itself. And we come into the ground of, and all we want for the Savior, it is so humbling and so. Against our nature, but not with the present season, therefore we need to meditate on him. Who is what he is? Because we might see our religious wars. I cannot see the crowd of our religion. We know all, we regard all, but now to be humble with us and find the light in another, to look outside yourself. And to see him in the Lord Jesus. You know, it is good. It is very beneficial. It is absolutely necessary to look into your own heart. to go on the meal, to experience the taste and the privilege of sin, it is absolutely necessary that there is something that is indispensable. And I said that we can also look to the law and to all the law. Is it not time enough to look away from self and to look upon Him, Lord Jesus Christ, and to all the gods and Lord, may I be able to look away from myself while I see Him and meditate on Him day and night, who is the light of my soul. Also, God's children should also be interested and hungry for more for the Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of the Father. Nobody has seen love that, but the only begotten Son of the Lord can reveal to us. He is so crucial, he is so necessary. So, consider that you are looking for the Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. Who are you missing? You find the scripture, it is about Jesus. He is not my Savior. Consider yourself. Let it be in the kindness, in the sense that it's sitting in as the Lord's body in our heart. You're missing it, Lord. Missing that Savior. I would say, you today, you have sometimes asked me about him, you sit in your lazy chair, in your couch, find a secret place, say, Lord, they open the Bible and find something of the love I have in you, the one I'm missing so far, the one I do not know yet. May the Lord open the eyes of your prayer for him. His name is Jesus. Listen to his voice. What does God say to his own church and disciples? Abide in me. How do you do that? God still abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. How do you do that? How can you abide in him? It's the Lord's work, it's the Holy Spirit doing it, and not the Bible. Abiding behind you, the closest comes to Bible. So before the big impression when I was young, I also visited the Albany person in the piano, and I just visualized that. I went to the room, he's sitting at the piano table, always a big open Bible. Always in the Bible. It wasn't direct. Bible was fresh to him. He was a man putting close life before all the time the world to see the Lord, to meditate, to find him, and to abide in him. To walk with a close life of so many of God's children, our close God's children. But they so far away from him. Not so close. Come close. Eat his flesh. What an expression. Do not drink. Drink his blood. Do not drink. Something. It's the last time you ate him. It's the last time you drank. Search the scriptures, for in them you bring them eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. If you like the Lord Christ, they testify of me. Search the scriptures. They love you, and Philip. Then Philip opened his mouth, and he opened and preached from the Bible. and he began in the same spirit that raised him in Jesus, God. And the Lord gave those others to be for this, and he calls the last text. Let the word of God dwell in you. Let the word of God dwell in you. And let the Spirit of God stay there and be part of you, dwell in you, in all wisdom, teaching, and blessing one another in psalms and hymns and through the songs, through the grace in your heart to the Lord. Dwell. One more. Some people like music and play music, sing music, and love it, and they go wasting with words. They don't let the word that is music to learn. So I'm to sing with the auditor. And not met in the mountain. So this was also certainly happened as a person to love and in missing the one. I know a brother professor who loved the Bible and was atheist. He didn't tell. I like the Bible, they don't believe. So I'm not promoting that. And I realize that there's nothing to write about studying, it's not enough with your own weak spirit and make your own name, make your own spirit, make it through within and bring us. May the Lord open the letter to my heart. Let the word of Christ dwell on you richly. Always. Amen. Lord, I thank you and I pray thee to open the word, to open the hearts, that sin may apply us in wisdom by the Holy Ghost. Lord, we depend on thee, we have the scriptures, for they shall close, our eyes shall close, and our understanding shall darken. May we use these now and take our time, Lord, let not go in with the Spirit, and let not testify against in the day of judgment. Bring you on to the blessed people, not to the ungodly ones, because the Lord knows the way of the righteous, the way of the ungodly shall perish. Grace be with you also, Lord. Be with us the rest of the day, and also to the house of night. To meditate together upon the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, for all your hunger, but also obedience, in Jesus' name alone. Amen.